Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And Chinese New Year is coming. It's almost here.
It's almost here. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, well, maybe not all of you are ready, so we've got a little dialogue for you that might help you get a little more ready.
That's right. So we've got a couple people talking today, a couple friends, and one friend has noticed that a lot of deliveries have been arriving lately.
Yeah, this certainly happens a lot around any holiday.
Right. So let's go ahead and find out who those friends are, what is being delivered, and why by listening to that dialogue.
Okay. Laura, you've had so many deliveries lately.
That's right, Mason. I'm going home from Chinese New Year this week, and I'm still doing some last-minute shopping for everyone.
Don't you give red envelopes instead of gifts on Chinese New Year?
Yes, but those are usually for the kids. I wouldn't give my adult relatives cash, or even coupons for that matter.
Yeah, I guess that would be a bit awkward. So what do you get them then?
For my older relatives, I usually buy things like health supplements.
So you buy gifts for your extended family then, not just your immediate family members?
Both. I come from a very close-knit family. My parents are very close to their siblings. So am I to my cousins.
Do you all gather together for the New Year?
We sure do. And we also make a point of going to visit other relatives throughout the holiday. And when you go visit, it's not polite to go empty-handed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But buying gifts for everyone does add a bit of pressure. Money aside, I'm just running out of ideas.
I can certainly relate. I go through the same thing every Christmas.
But I'm pretty happy with my selection so far. I've got supplements and tea for the old folks. Cookies, candies, toys, and books for the little ones. Skincare products for the ladies.
Sounds like you've got all the bases covered. Alright, so we just heard the dialogue between Mason and Laura.
Right, and Mason kicks it off by saying, Laura, you've had so many deliveries lately.
That's right, yeah, deliveries. So we know deliver, this word, like to bring or to take something somewhere.
Right. So you guys will probably know this as both delivering food and delivering packages.
Yeah, for sure. I noticed this around Christmas. I saw delivery trucks everywhere.
Or even delivery guy.
Yeah, delivery guys.
There's a lot of delivery girls here too, but
yeah.
I guess I don't really... Delivery person.
Delivery person.
Or just, I mean, again, if it is someone delivering packages, mm-hmm. you can call them a courier.
That's right, yes.
But if it's like pizza, I guess just pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
Pizza guy. Yeah. Again, with girls though, it's kind of tough to pizza girl, pizza...
Pizza person?
Pizza person sounds kind of weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, that doesn't really matter so much. What matters more is how Laura says, yeah, Mason, I am getting a lot of deliveries because she's going home for Chinese New Year this week. Wow, mm-hmm. big undertaking there. And she's still doing some last-minute shopping for everyone.
Oh, last-minute. Now, this is what happens all the time at the holidays, especially for me at Christmas. Although this year I was pretty good. I got all my presents, all my gifts early.
Early? Wow, okay. Yeah. I'm a last-minute shopper.
Okay. Yeah.
Always Christmas Eve. I'm at the mall.
Yeah.
It's really busy. There's almost no good presents left.
Yeah, it's really kind of late, a late time to be getting presents. Or we also say this if you're studying for a test.
Right, cramming, right? Last-minute study.
Yeah, for sure. Now, would we say last second?
At the last second. Well, we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, last second. That, I mean, that's even more intense. Like.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, fortunately, a lot of these presents are kind of taken care of because you just need to stuff some money into a nice, lucky red envelope.
That's right, yeah. Now, red, of course, the color red here, and envelope or envelope?
Yeah, good question. I would say it doesn't matter.
Right.
Probably Americans say envelope.
Mm-hmm,
Canadians
yeah.
say envelope. British people say envelope.
Probably, yeah. Again, this is the same thing. My mom is American. My dad's Canadian, so I don't even know.
Yeah, it's just like you can see the smoke coming out of Connor's ears right now.
Yeah.
Trying to process this word.
Yeah.
Or is it process this word?
Oh,
who knows? Now, most importantly here is, I mean, I did spend quite a bit of time in China, and of course, I am no stranger to the hongbao, but... The question is do we call it red packets, red pockets, lucky money? There's so many different names here. A packet could be like an envelope, right?
Could be, yeah, yeah.
A pocket is not like an envelope.
No, a pocket only happens in like a pants or a backpack.
A jacket.
Yeah,
exactly. So if you really want to use that word, it could be red packet. I always say lucky money. I think lucky money is the best one.
That sounds nice. Yeah, it's a little more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of fun, they're actually usually for the kids, aren't they?
Yeah, only kids get to have fun.
Yeah, that's fun for kids. Yeah. So what about the adults?
Okay, the adults don't get lucky money. The adults have to give lucky money, which kind of sucks.
Right.
But the word they use here is relative.
Right, yeah. Laura says she wouldn't give her relatives cash. So we can see in this word the word relate.
Right. It basically means your family members.
It's your family. Now, it's not just your sister, brother, or mother, or father. It could also be your cousin, right?
Right, right. And we're going to see that in a second.
For sure.
Now, one thing that's a little bit tricky here is she's saying, look, I'm not going to give any cash, any lucky money to these adult relatives. And now she's also saying she wouldn't give them coupons either. But she doesn't really use the word either. She uses kind of a bit more formal sounding phrase.
For that matter.
For that matter.
Yeah, it does sound a little bit more formal. It kind of has this feeling like you said, either.
Yeah.
It's about that as
right.
well. Like about this too. She said, I wouldn't give my adult relatives cash or...
Right.
Coupons, cash right. or coupons for that matter. So it's true for coupons too.
It's true for both, right? So this is one of those things. Connor and I did some furious Googling before this.
We did, yeah.
And it's really hard to find a great way to explain it other than to just give more examples.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for example, have you, Adam, ever been to Kenya?
I have never been to Kenya. I've never been to Africa, for that matter.
Oh, for that matter. So he's never been to Kenya, but also never been to Africa.
That's right. That's right. Connor, have you ever tried marijuana?
Oh, I've never tried marijuana or any drugs for that matter.
Any drugs for that matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're often going to find this with the word any, or as you see it in our dialogue today, even.
Right, exactly.
And that, of course, is the grammar point today. We could spend all day trying to give more examples and more examples, but why don't you just check out that grammar section?
For sure, yeah. And so why wouldn't Laura give cash or coupons to adults?
Yeah, sometimes giving cash is a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward.
No, I don't really get this. I love receiving cash, any cash, but it might make you awkward.
It sometimes does feel that way because, you know, why are you giving me cash? Like, I don't need cash. I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you think I don't have enough money?
You don't think I don't have enough money? I'm fine.
So this word awkward, it's sort of just like embarrassed or kind of nervous almost.
It's both, right? Mm-hmm. It's definitely both. Now, one thing I love about this word is all of the other words that it always teams up with, that it always joins together with, like awkward moment.
Yeah, awkward moment, awkward silence.
Awkward silence is. Many people don't like awkward silences. It's when no one can think of what to say.
Right. You're talking with like a group of people. After 5 minutes, nobody's talking.
Right.
And you're waiting.
And as soon as you open your mouth, someone else is going to open their mouth.
Yeah.
And then you're talking over each other. Mm-hmm. And then it's more awkward.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, oh, no, you go. You go first.
Yeah, exactly. So we could also say that is an awkward silence.
For sure, yeah. So then what is she going to get for her older relatives?
Okay, older relatives are going to get things like health supplements.
Okay, this is a nice word, supplement.
Supplements. We've done a few lessons on these. Feel free to search those if you haven't listened to them before. Basically, vitamins.
Yeah, for sure. A health supplement is, a vitamin. Often they come in a big container and you eat one a day.
Well, you eat them, right? You consume them. You take them.
Yeah, for sure.
They also taste pretty bad, usually.
Oh, yeah, they do taste pretty bad. I like to just swallow them quickly.
Just quickly, get it over with.
Supplement could also mean like you're giving extra of something.
Sure, well, what about our supplementary vocab?
Exactly, yeah. If students don't have enough study at school, they can take a supplementary class.
Yes, exactly.
So Mason's a little surprised, and he asks, Laura, you buy gifts for your extended family then, like as well?
Right, yeah, I mean... Immediate family members, sure, but extended family.
Right, right. And we saw this before. So extended means like make something longer.
Longer, yeah.
You're not stretching out your family.
I hope not. Yeah, in torture chamber downstairs.
Right, yeah. So that just means, yeah, cousins, grandfathers going up and up and long, you know, farther away from your mother, you know, father and sister and brother.
Which is your immediate family.
Exactly, yeah. If you think of the word immediate, it's like now,
now
right here.
Right here, exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, an extended family can extend on and on and on, mm-hmm. and on and on and on and on and on until infinity.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Your third cousin.
Oh, yeah, your third cousin once removed.
Once removed. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So then this word members, it sounds a bit formal, doesn't it?
Mm, yeah, like the member of a club or yeah. member of a team.
VIP member, yeah.
VIP member.
Yeah, but this is a pretty common when we ask how many people in your are in your family. We often say this word, like, how many members in your family?
Right, exactly. How many family members do you have?
It, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And the word that we see in the next line is siblings. This, of course, is your immediate family, your brothers and your sisters.
Right, exactly.
Now, the question is, are they close-knit or not?
Oh, right, yeah, this is a great expression, close-knit.
Mm.
Yeah, so close-knit, this just means you're close, you're connected. Usually you're just like, you're really close to each other.
Right, and it doesn't matter how big or small the family is, right? How many family members. It could be, you know, a four-person family.
That's right, yeah.
Or it could be one of those weird mountain religious families with like 20 people.
That's a good point, yeah. And we often say this word community with it, close-knit community.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Mason asks if this close-knit family gathers together.
Gather together for the holidays.
Oh, sounds so nice and lovely.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it just means get together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get together, gather together. You're meeting.
You're meeting. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes you might say, like, if you have a small casual party with friends, you might call it a gathering.
It's a gathering. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
also called a get together.
A get, yeah, exactly.
But not a gather together.
No, no, no.
And of course, you guys do. When you go home, you do gather together with your family members. But then, of course, on, and I haven't quite gotten all this straight after many, many years, but, you know, on day three, you visit this family member. And on day four, you probably don't visit any family member.
Yeah.
But the next day, you go to this person's house. So basically, you need to make a point to go visit other relatives throughout the holiday.
Exactly, yeah. The make a point sounds kind of funny. Like, what does this mean? It just means doing something intentionally, like something that's important.
Yeah, you have to. It's very important.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And make a point of reminding yourself how important it is.
For sure. Right. So you said that there are two ways to say this. You could say make a point to go.
Mm.
But you could also say make a point of going.
Of going. You could even say make it a point to do something.
Yeah, exactly. A common example here. My parents don't live near me. They live about 5 hours away from me.
Oh, wow. Lucky.
but, you know, they miss me, and, you know, so and I miss them too. So I make a point of calling them at least once a week to see how they're doing.
Oh, I make a point never to call. Yeah, they got to call me. It's a power thing.
Oh, okay.
All right, the next word we see is throughout, which is just basically means from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time, you know. It doesn't mean like constantly.
Right,
like,
right.
Like you can't sleep. You must go from relative to relative to relative. Mm-hmm. But it just means pretty often.
Yeah, pretty often. Yeah, for sure. And when you do that, it's not polite to go empty-handed.
Okay, this sounds pretty universal, pretty cross-cultural, because it really isn't polite to show up, you know, for a Christmas party or Christmas dinner with nothing in your hands.
Exactly, yeah, your hand is empty. So this just means without taking or bringing something.
Some gifts, right?
Yeah, usually
gifts. Some wine, some food, some gifts for the kids.
Mm-hmm. But you might see this in a movie if there's some, like, thieves stealing something and they couldn't find something.
Right.
They came back empty-handed.
But the boss, we couldn't find it. Boss, we couldn't find it. How dare you come back empty-handed? Bam, bam, bam. Dead. Yeah. I mean, and it could be a little bit more figurative too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's a negotiation.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a crime.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Like, I'm trying to go negotiate, trying to get something, and I can't get it.
Right. So, you came back empty-handed.
Came back empty-handed.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it is a lot of pressure to buy gifts for people, and just money aside, Laura is running out of ideas.
Yeah, it's tough, right? I mean, you don't want to show up empty-handed, but, you know, you need to have a good idea about give what to whom.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. And this word aside, we might say this in a different way. You could say aside from money.
Right, which pretty much means besides money.
Yeah, exactly, like other than.
Other than, mm-hmm. Not talking about money.
Yeah, yeah. Running out of ideas. This is my problem every Christmas.
Yeah, because like the only thing worse than not giving a present, in my opinion, mm-hmm. is like giving someone just such an inappropriate present.
Oh,
why
yeah.
would you give me this, you know, like ugly tie? Like,
yeah, well, yeah.
How could
for
you
sure.
think this looks good? Or
yeah.
how could you think that I would possibly want this?
Right. Yeah. This actually maybe happened to me a little bit. I was looking for something for my sister-in-law this year, just something small. And I bought a nice soft bath mat.
Oh.
And I thought it was all right. But then later I was like, oh man, it's ugly, or she's not going to like
she's
it. They
like
don't
it.
Need it. I asked my brother, do you think she'll like it? And he's like, oh yeah, for sure. And then I gave it to them. Well, when they opened the present, she's like, oh, we can use it for our dog.
You got a dog mat. Well, that's, I mean, it is really tough to have so many great ideas. You might have one, you might have two mm-hmm. or three. But after that, you're going to start running out of them.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, you don't have any more.
There's no more. Like, I'm thinking, I just ran out of milk. I ran out of eggs.
Yeah.
So I've got to go. It's very easy to get, you know, milk and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Not always easy to get Christmas present or, in this case, spring festival present ideas.
Right, yeah. And it's used in the present continuous here, which doesn't mean you've already ran out, but it means you're about to. You're almost.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And it sounds like Mason can relate.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so we've seen a lot of these words about family and relatives. You can see that word here, relate.
Mm, so he doesn't mean I'm related to you.
This right,
is not
no.
like a big surprise.
No.
By the way, I'm your secret long-lost brother. I'm related to you.
Right, no, this just means I can understand.
I can understand, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly.
And it kind of is similar to that word anyway. It's like relative, related has a connection.
It's connection.
Yeah, right. So if I can relate to you, it's like I have some kind of an idea connection almost.
Sure, exactly. And like, to me, that sounds much stronger much stronger than, like, you know, family connections.
For sure, yeah.
I'm thinking about some of my cousins. I'm related to them.
Right.
They are my relatives.
Yeah.
But we can't relate on too many topics.
Right, yeah. Like, actual talking with them and
Trump's
stuff like
gonna
that.
Make America great again.
Can't relate to that.
Can't relate.
Mm-hmm. So Laura's pretty happy with her selection so far.
Ooh, selection.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Choice.
Yeah, with what she's bought.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
she has selected.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So she's selected some supplements and tea for the old folks.
Okay, so we saw supplements before.
Mm-hmm.
Tea, of course, is you know, always a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Old folks.
Yeah, old, not young.
Right.
And folks.
Folks, mm-hmm. yeah. It's just a nice way to call old people.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little casual, but also polite. It's
it
like
is,
a nice way to say, you know, people.
Well, I mean, I use the word folks a
yeah.
lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking like to some old people in my mm-hmm. building. I mean, it's like, oh, hi, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Strangely, it also means parents.
Yeah, my folks.
Yeah, my folks.
Yeah.
If you say, my folks are coming to town. Oh, my parents.
My parents. Yeah. Mm. There's one other way we do often see this, and that is the retirement home.
Right,
the
yeah.
The Jinglaoyan is the old folks home.
Oh, yeah. Old folks home. That's
yeah.
right.
Are you listening, Dad? You better be good. You're going to go into the bad old folks' home.
Yeah, and what about for the little ones?
The little ones, mm-hmm. the kitties,
yeah.
the ankle biters.
The little munchkins.
The munchkins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then finally, for the ladies.
The ladies. Okay, so they get some skincare products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was a lesson I learned a long, long, long time ago for gifts for aunties. Right?
Yeah.
Just go to get those either skincare products or maybe like bath products.
Yeah, bath products.
You know, a nice candle or something.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I would get like nice organic soap, but I don't think many women like to use like soap. I don't know. They like to use like some kind of nicer wash or something.
Right. Well, they probably just give it to their dog again, right? Oh, thanks, Connor. Thanks.
Yeah, it's for the dog.
It's for the dog.
So anyway, Laura has bought a lot of gifts here, and Mason says to her, you've got all the bases covered.
All the bases covered. Okay, another baseball expression here.
Yeah, oh, bases, because baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, if you have all the bases covered in baseball, you're going to win.
Well, you're prepared.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah,
yeah, you're very prepared for the next step or the next play, right?
Yeah.
So when you have all the bases covered, it generally just means you are very well prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing everything that you need to be successful.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that covers that. Why don't we go ahead and listen to that dialogue one more time, and then maybe we can talk about our own gift buying experiences.
Sounds good. Laura, you've had so many deliveries lately.
That's right, Mason. I'm going home for Chinese New Year this week, and I'm still doing some last-minute shopping for everyone.
Don't you give red envelopes instead of gifts on Chinese New Year?
Yes, but those are usually for the kids. I wouldn't give my adult relatives cash, or even coupons for that matter.
Yeah, I guess that would be a bit awkward. So what do you get them then?
For my older relatives, I usually buy things like health supplements.
So you buy gifts for your extended family then, not just your immediate family members?
Both. I come from a very close-knit family. My parents are very close to their siblings. So am I to my cousins.
Do you all gather together for the New Year?
We sure do. And we also make a point of going to visit other relatives throughout the holiday. And when you go visit, it's not polite to go empty-handed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But buying gifts for everyone does add a bit of pressure. Money aside, I'm just running out of ideas.
I can certainly relate. I go through the same thing every Christmas.
But I'm pretty happy with my selection so far. I've got supplements and tea for the old folks, cookies, candies, toys, and books for the little ones, skincare products for the ladies.
Sounds like you've got all the bases covered. So we just heard the dialogue between Mason and Laura again, and it's interesting, at New Year's, a lot of kids get money, but I don't remember getting money or cash when I was young.
Well, for Christmas, right?
Right, oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
New Year's was not really a present-giving time for us.
Yeah.
But Christmas, for sure, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get a lot of cash. Maybe from, like, a distant relative.
Oh, yeah, distant relative.
Like, great-aunt or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was usually just toys.
Toys, yeah. And I don't know, I've never been to China during the Chinese New Year. I was in Korea. I lived there. I mean, they call it Lunar New Year's in English.
Right.
Yeah. They do give envelopes, but they're white.
White. Us Koreans always got to be different.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of you guys have heard this story before, but I think it does bear repeating, which is one of my first years in China, I gave one of my students basically an envelope full of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you can't do that. Like, you're not married. You're not Chinese.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
For lots of reasons why I shouldn't be giving this present.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be fun. Like,
yeah.
You know, hey, you work hard.
Uh-huh.
Actually, he didn't work very hard, but yeah, he was funny.
Yeah.
But then the next week, his mother sent one back with double the money in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my only regret is just, why didn't I stuff it with, like, you know, 8,000 RMB or something?
Oh, yeah.
I could have doubled my money.
Yeah, that's a good return on your investment.
Exactly. Okay, guys, well, what about you? It is almost Spring Festival. It is almost the new year. Do you have all the bases covered before you go visit your relatives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you got all your gifts for the little ones, the old folks, the ladies?
The ladies, yeah, exactly. And of course, guys, if you do have any time in between all of these, you know, all of this visiting.
Yeah.
Maybe you can listen to us. Maybe you can make it a point to turn on old Connor and Adam here at Open Language and maybe just do some reviewing, or maybe listen to a lesson you've never really thought that you would want to listen to before.
Or every lesson for that matter.
Ooh, okay. Let's dream on. All right. In any case, guys, we wish you a very, very happy Chinese New Year, and we will see you soon.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.